So maybe it's good for us to start with just a few moments to settle. We're going to settle into our bodies and settle into the space right here in our body, in our heart, and our mind. I like to begin often by rocking a little gently, a little side to side, very gentle. And then a little bit back and forth to find that center where I feel very grounded and balanced. You kind of know in between your two sit bones if you find that spaciousness of settled and grounded. And maybe you'll notice whether you have more weight on one side or the other, and you can correct to feel more balanced. Finding that place of balance, harmony, solidity. And what you can find in the moment and in the movement is where possibly you're leaning into your experience too much, or maybe where you're pulling back from it too much, and you can find the center. And you see that just by doing the posture, it also can affect the way our mind and our heart come into the center of things. So as we settle into this grounded posture, let's remember why we're sitting, why we're here. One thing we try to discover in practice is the balance of energy. And I'm not sure that that's about more or less effort. I think we find the balance between relaxation and interest. Relaxation is not the goal of practice, but relaxation in the mind and the heart and the body helps mindfulness too merge more easily to help us be awake and alert. Where mind is characterized by both spaciousness and curiosity. So as we begin this practice, let's see if we can find that balance between relaxation and interest. And letting things be just as they are. Aware, awake, and alert. In this guided meditation, we'll use the awareness of both breathing and of being fully in the body as a foundation to extend and expand the experience of moment-to-moment awareness. So as we just did, we're going to begin by finding that most comfortable position of balance that allows us to be relaxed and awake. Keeping your back straight, feeling yourself solidly in the chair or on the floor as you sit. Your arms and hands in a restful position. And your eyes either closed or half open, gazing softly at the floor in front of you. If it helps, you might stretch or shrug your shoulders a little as you settle into this position. And then bring your attention to your breathing. Notice the quality of your breathing, whether it's shallow or deep, whether you're breathing mainly from the chest or from deep in your belly. Observe the in-breath and the out-breath for several cycles. Maybe try saying quietly to yourself, in as you breathe in, out as you breathe out. In and out. Breathing in, I calm my body and mind. Breathing out, I release tension. You may discover that as you become more accustomed to the practice of paying attention to your breathing, you start to notice more details. Perhaps you can feel your nostrils widen on the in-breath, or the quality of the cool air on your inhale. Perhaps you notice your rib cage expanding and your belly rising gently and falling on the out-breath. Now bring your awareness to your body. Bring your attention to your feet and legs, to your hips. Notice any sensations, allowing yourself to let go of any tension and relax your lower body. Feel it stable as a base, supporting you. Bring your attention to your torso, to your hands and arms, your shoulders and neck, your head and face, paying special attention to releasing the tension in your shoulders and face and jaw. Feel the weight of your body as it relaxes against the surfaces that support it. Allow it to become heavier, sinking deeper. And now scan your whole body from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head, noticing any areas of tightness or tension, and allow them to soften. Breathe into them, release, and relax. Turn your attention to the breath again, breathing from your whole body, in and out. In and out. With this steady awareness of your breathing as your foundation, now allow your experience to expand and let your mind rest in spacious moment-to-moment awareness. Before long, various thoughts will arise. This is completely normal, and everyone who practices meditation experiences this. What is important is how we regard our thoughts. In mindfulness meditation, we practice bringing an open, accepting attitude to ourselves, to our experience, to all our experience, not filtering out what we consider causative and trying to avoid the negative. Developing a calm and spacious mind that observes everything just as it is, with a non-judgmental, impartial attitude. Right now, as you notice thoughts arising, practice just noting them. In the beginning, we hardly even notice we're thinking, until we find ourselves well into a heated argument, or a letter we're writing, or a notice we're thinking, or a speech we're composing. We're so used to this continual stream of inner dialogue and thinking that we usually don't even notice it. Take some practice to catch thoughts as they arise. So now when you realize you're thinking, practice being aware that you are thinking. This is mindfulness practice. Perhaps saying to yourself, I am aware that I am thinking, and reminding yourself to return to your breathing. You may say softly, thinking, to yourself, and release the thought as you return to your stable, centered, mindful breathing. Each time as thought appears, you repeat this, label it thinking, and return to your breath, your base. It's important to know that you have a choice. You can choose to follow your line of thinking and let it carry you away into deciding what you want to say to your boss tomorrow, or what to make for dinner for tonight. Or you can choose to come back to this later and remind yourself that right here, right now, you're choosing to return to being fully present in this moment. You're not in the past, you're not in the future, but fully present here and now. Some thoughts and feelings are very seductive. We often develop elaborate storylines and narratives, often defending ourselves or judging others, or reliving an experience or rewriting a script. In mindfulness meditation, we practice not being sucked into the content of the thought, or we might say not being hooked, no matter how interesting or compelling it is. This mindfulness practice is to notice your mind has wandered, choosing not to follow and returning gently but firmly to your breath. Try it now as you become aware of a thought arising, noting, not being hooked, saying softly, thinking, returning to my breath. Thoughts arise like waves coming to the surface of the ocean, and they fall back again, dissolving back into the ocean. Notice the rising and the falling away. Neither rejecting your thoughts nor going after them. Just continue to note them arising and return to the steadiness of your mindful breathing. Your awareness of this present moment. It's like returning home over and over again. It takes patience and a very light effort. Whenever you notice your mind has wandered, just guide it back home firmly and gently to rest in open, spacious awareness that is your true nature, without limit, boundless like the sky. We'll practice that quietly together for just about 2 minutes. When you're ready, allow your awareness to return to the room, perhaps opening your eyes slowly, maybe stretching a little, And as you do so, remind yourself that whenever you find yourself being carried away by a powerful flood of thoughts that do not serve you, you can choose to pause, return to your breath, and center yourself in the present moment. And I'll end our time together this afternoon with the ringing of the bell.